Warning, the following ZipRecruiter radio spot you are about to hear is going to be filled with F-words.
When you're hiring, we at ZipRecruiter know you can feel frustrated, forlorn even, like your efforts are futile, and you can spend a fortune trying to find fabulous people, only to get flooded with candidates who are just fine. Fortunately, ZipRecruiter figured out how to fix all that. And right now, you can try ZipRecruiter for free at ZipRecruiter.com/zip. With ZipRecruiter, you can forget your frustrations because we find the right people for your roles fast, which is our absolute favorite F word. In fact, 4 out of 5 employers who post on ZipRecruiter get a quality candidate within the first day.
Fantastic.
So, whether you need to hire 4, 40, or 400 people, get ready to meet first-rate talent. Just go to ZipRecruiter.com/zip to try ZipRecruiter for free. Don't forget, that's ZipRecruiter.com/zip. Finally, that's ZipRecruiter.com/zip.
As you embark on a quest for fulfilling a career in project management, the choice is, do you pivot towards education or away from education? Hey, family, this is your boy ED. For all you smart and intelligent folks out there, listen, that just simply means Ed. I have another one for you today, family. A lot of people are asking me, I get pings all the time or even during conversation. It's like, do I need a degree to be a project manager or to be in project management? Well, I'm so glad you asked. Today's episode is entitled, What Degree Do You Need for Project Management? Again, what degree do you need for project management? If you're new here, I have a 7-point framework. After the 7th point, we're gone. So I'm just going to, we're going to start with point number one. Point number one, business-related degrees. Now listen, as project managers begin their journey, normally, like even for me, I started off with a business administration degree. Now I'd had no inkling that I was going to go into project management. I had no idea that that project management was something that I was going to actually turn a career into. I was actually going into insurance. I wanted to be in the insurance realm, and if you haven't heard, I ended up catching the project management bug. And so when I caught the project management bug, I ran with it. But you don't have to have, if you have a business degree, let's say you had a business degree in marketing, you can jump right into project management. And if you stay tuned, I'm going to explain about this whole degree and not having a degree. And if I didn't have a degree, what direction I would go in. And if I did have a degree, what direction I would go in. But anyway, like a business administration degree or management, these really create the foundation for the essential business concepts, as well as it complements project management really well. Point number two, now there's specialized project management degrees. You can see them. I see them in business administration. I mean, they have it directly for under that whole business administration umbrella, or even just master's in project management. I think it's MPM, master's in project management. That's the degree I decided to go with. When I fell in love and became obsessed with project management, I went in towards the direction of the MPM, the master's of project management. But anyway, there are degrees out there, like I stated, that specialize in project targeted type work also, and it focuses on those 5 area groups in the 10 knowledge areas. Those 5 process groups, I said area groups, 5 process groups are initiating, planning, executing, monitoring, controlling, and closing. And then you have your 10 knowledge areas, everything from integration all the way down to stakeholder management. I could go through the other 8 if you like, family, but I'll just be trying to show off if I did that. But no, seriously though, family, there are other 8 other knowledge areas that really, see, let me just say this, family, what degrees do is really equip you for the practical skill and the knowledge that you're going to. Even though it equips you, you still have to do the extra homework. You also still have to actually do the actual job that you're in. Point number 3, engineering degrees. Now, engineering degrees are definitely something that are key within project management, especially if you want to be more on the technical side, because of the fact of it really deepens your understanding for the technical aspects, especially when it comes to project management. And it really, it opens up how you could grow from a technical standpoint, getting a degree in engineering, because you're always kind of your critical thinking as far as an engineering degree, information technology degree, or IT as we would say, that's critical. I'm in the IT realm right now currently, but I've also been in finance. I've been in procurement throughout my career, but IT, really getting a degree in IT will really also add value to you as a project manager. It doesn't matter what particular sector, because there's so many, but right now, currently, I've been on the infrastructure side, I've been on the cybersecurity side, like I stated earlier, been on the finance side, but throughout my career has mostly been IT driven versus more finance or HR or anything like that. It's just been really around IT. So the projects that I've led have been around IT. However, if you were to get a degree in informational technology, that would definitely be good for you, for your career, to help you in this thing we call project management. Any degrees around leadership and communication? Reason why I say that is because 90% of the time, according to PMI, even according to Ed, I probably want to say 98% of the time if it was up to me, but you're always communicating, whether verbally or non-verbally. And when I say non-verbally, I'm talking through emails, through Teams, through having to craft a correspondent to a client. Leadership, as you know, if you've been following me for a while, family, is that although we have the manager in our title, that's not what we do. We are servant leaders. We are individuals that, you know, inspire, we motivate. We just don't manage just tasks. So the reason why I'm recommending them saying any degrees in leadership or communication, they will hold a lot of value for you when you get into project management, because you have to be able to communicate and you have to be able to lead a project effectively. If you can't do neither one of those, I don't know what to tell you. It's going to be a long project. Point number six. This is what I was referencing, family, when I said if you don't have a degree, you could always go with point number six, which is project management certifications. These two certifications, I have both of them. And the reason why I have both of them instead of one than the other is because they're both valuable to me. So let's first start off with the lower level and go up to the higher. When I say lower level, I'm referencing this. This is the first step, I call it in the project management certification journey. You have the CAPM and then you have the PMP. Of course, a CAPM is the Certified Associate in Project Management, and then the PMP is Project Management Professional. So the CAPM, reason why I think is definitely poignant for you to have in your career, because the CAPM, it really focuses on the beginner's mindset. I keep the beginner's mindset because I don't want to act like I know more, or I want to be able to grow. And when you act like you know it all, you can't grow. So with the CAPM, it's one of those things where it's the beginner's, I say your breakthrough in project management if you're looking the certification route, because what a CAPM does, it allows you to understand the PMBOK a little bit better. PMBOK is the Project Management Body of Knowledge. So it helps you understand this book a little bit better. At the same time, you're taking the principles that maybe you've learned in work, or just hearing on the streets, or just from your studies, and now you're putting all that together, which is the CAPM. Now the PMP is more of a situational based test. So this is something where you may have some vocabulary, but the point of this test of the PMP is to see if your real life or your real world experiences can align with the test, meaning the application. Ooh, I like that. Yeah, so the applications of project management along with your real life, your real world activity as far as you being a project manager. Now, there's different aspects to qualify to be able to sit and take each one of these tests. But if you're just getting started in this thing that I love, that I hope that you fall in love with, which is project management, I would definitely recommend the CAPM to get started. And then once you get that under your belt and you put up about 3 years, then go after your PMP. Again, these are two amazing great certifications. And what I love what Project Management Institute does, or what we call PMI, this is a global certification. So if I go take this global certification in India, shout out to my Indian brothers and sisters, It would be the same in India as it is gonna as it's gonna be in the United States. Or if I go to China, it's gonna be the same. So it doesn't matter what. Now, of course, the language may be different because of the different, you know, language, but English is English. So, and there's some words, you know, we could make that subjective. But what I'm trying to say, family, is that I was so excited that I found something that was global, because that means from a global, we're in a global work environment now. Before, you know, maybe 10 years, maybe even 15 years ago, it wasn't that case, but now we are in a global work environment, workforce. And so you're competing globally, so, which is a great thing. It always confuses me when people don't like competition or to get better, but anyway, I digress. So point I'm trying to make, family, if you don't have a degree and you're interested in project management, I would definitely advise in getting the CAPM as well as the PMP. And also there's another one called the ACP. This is the Project Management Agile certification. I'll probably get that, you know, later on down the line, but as far as this conversation, PMP and CAPM would be great for you. Also, the last and final thing is industry specific degrees. What does that mean? Industry specific degrees would be like health sectors, like healthcare, construction, finance, marketing. And the reason why I'm saying this, family, is because having these industry specific will give you, I call it the learnability. I'm making up terminology as we go, but no, seriously, learnability, meaning that if you learn to focus in on that particular industry, you'll be able to grow. And as you grow, you'll be able to take that information, those same learning styles, and to navigate into project management. But at the end of it all, family, when it comes to project management, you know, what degree do you really need? And honestly, family, it varies. It varies per employer. But I tell you this, if you don't have a degree, go after the CAPM or the PMP. And if you do, still go after the CAPM and PMP. This has been your boy ED. Until next time, I'm out.